رسول کریم In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us to ask for afiyat. When we make dua, then we should beg Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to grant us afiyat. What afiyat means? Afiyat means to be in good conditions, to be in ease, and not to undergo any difficulty. So we should not be asking Allah ta'ala to put us through hardship and difficulty. But we should always beg Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bring ease and good conditions our way. For a believer doesn't have the ability to withstand hardship and difficulty. So we should all the time ask Allah ta'ala, beg Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, bring good conditions over us, bring ease and comfort. Do not put me in difficulty, not in my health, not in my wealth, not in my family, not in any other aspect of my life. If difficulty comes our way, then we should make dua for sabr. So a person does not make dua for sabr, but he makes dua for sabr at the time of hardship. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had heard one sahabi making dua, that, oh Allah, grant me sabr. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had placed his Mubarak hand on the back of this sahabi to draw his attention. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like, as though hit him from the back, not to hurt him, but to draw his attention. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, سَأَلْتَ اللَّهَ الْبَلَىٰ. By asking Allah ta'ala for sabr, you're actually asking Allah for difficulty, so that you will be able to make sabr in the difficulty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, this is not the condition, and this is not the correct way of a mu'min. Condition, and that he should be begging Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for afiyat in all conditions, at all times, in all conditions. For when difficulty comes, you don't know whether you'll withstand it. You don't know what the condition will be. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba ridwanallahu alayhi ajma'in and the Ummat that you should not ask to meet the enemy. That, oh Allah, bring the enemy, bring jihad, that we will stand up before any type of challenge. No, don't show Allah ta'ala your bravery. But if the enemy does have to come, then you should withstand it. Then you should remain firm and exercise sabr. So Allama Qushayri rahimullah mentioned a very, very nice incident regarding afiyat. Allama Qushayri, very great wali and buzrug, he says, I met this one man and all the time he's making dua for afiyat. Afiyat, afiyat. As though afiyat was all the time being heard. So he asked this person that you're asking for afiyat, afiyat. What is this? Like as though tasbih of afiyat you're making. So the man told him, let me explain to you my story. He says, you see, one day I was carrying flour to the market. And I had a big bucket of flour. It was my daily routine to take this flour all the way to the market, whole day to go and sell it, get my rosy. And then at the end of the day, I return home. So one is the effort, carrying that bucket on my head, and then traveling the distance, going to the market, going to sell it. So one day on my way, carrying that bucket of flour, I got very, very tired. And I got frustrated. And in that state of frustration, I just put that bucket down. And I said, Malik, I looked up to the sky, Malik, what is this now? Every day I have to carry this bucket of flour. I'm tired now. There are two roti dede. Just give me two roti, Allah. I don't want too much of things. I just want two roti. The two roti will see me through. And I will be very happy with the two roti. Every day I must carry this atta. I must carry this flour. I must go to the market. Two roti. I don't want anything else to Allah. The state of frustration now. He said that. At that moment, while he made the dua, he saw two people engaged and locked in a fight. He's looking at them and they close to blows, giving blows to each other. Each one is swearing the other, quarreling, fighting. So he decided, hey, let me quickly go there and intervene, go and stop this fight taking place between the both people. So he quickly woke up and he ran. So one started punching the other, blowing the other. So he came in between and in the crossfire he also got landed in a problem. So the next thing he knew it, that he was full of blood, each person also fighting among themselves, they were full of blood, and then the police came there. The police came, they didn't know what was the background to this fight. They just see three people, all blood-stained clothing, apprehended all three of them, took them, put them in a jail. And now, for the court case, it's taking a long while before that whole case could take place. And every day he's getting his two roti. So he made that dua, oh Allah, I don't want this difficulty and hardship, I just want that two roti. And then the dua got accepted. But he didn't know. So in that frustration in the jail, now he's making dua that, oh Allah, I went to save these people to stop the fight. And now I got landed in this, oh Allah, why you brought this condition over me? He didn't understand till that point. Then in the dream he was shown, he says, see, you made this dua. And that was a time of acceptance. Allah Ta'ala accepted that dua. So you should not have made this type of dua. You're not supposed to make like this. You must be happy with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in any condition and beg Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. That, oh Allah, you bring ease, comfort and good conditions. Don't make the dua in a way that you think is good. Do roti. Don't make it. So as the Shaykh Rahmatullah mentions, many a time a person doesn't understand what he's going through and then he just blurts out something, he makes a dua and that is the moment of acceptance. And there, that dua now materializes, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accepts it and you cannot undo it after that. So we should think, we should ponder that, you know, what dua we are making, especially in the month of Ramadan when every moment is so precious, night, day, the moment has the potential of acceptance of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's qabuliyat. So we should now be pondering. Sometimes parents, they get frustrated with their children and they curse their children. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah mentioned, and after cursing their children now, that curse falls on their children, lifelong their child is always in misery and problems. And then you can't undo it. That was a time of acceptance and that got accepted. It means Allama Qurtubi. That's why this person who gave this story to Allama Qushayri after he came out of prison, always he remembered that Allah Ta'ala, you know, Nabi Sassam taught us make dua for afiyat. They mentioned that Allama Qurtubi Rahimullah, when he went for Hajj, so he held the multazam. And you know, when you go for Hajj, then it's a very precious moments, special journey of Hajj, when you hold the multazam, make dua, duas are accepted, drinking zamzam, duas are accepted, different maqamat and places, during the journey also, looking at the Kaaba Sharif, duas are accepted, so we should know what we're asking for. So he held the multazam and said, Wallah, grant me shahadat. Wallah, grant me shahadat. So anyway, after he made the dua, and duas at the multazam accepted. After he completed the Hajj and the journey going back, now he's thinking, hey, I made this dua for shahadat. Hey, shahadat now, martyrdom can come in different ways, you know. The enemy can come and kill me also. I can be robbed. I can be killed. Hey, did I do the right thing? You know? And now he thought, let me go back to the multazam. I'll hold it and I'll ask Allah, I don't want this, you know. And on the way, it's mentioned that some robbers came, some thieves came and they killed him, you know. So that dua got accepted. Of course, now he'll get that reward of martyrdom by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Is it at that time he wasn't sure whether I will be able to withstand, martyrdom, will I be able to manage it or not? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, we all know he made that dua. Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik wa amitni fi baladi habibik. Oh Allah, grant me shahadat in your path and grant me mort in the city of your beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala granted him both. Is that at the time of Fajr Salah, he was stabbed by a non-Muslim who was there and in hiding. And as Umar radiallahu anhu, Allah was granted him shahadat also. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala granted him mort in the city of Rasul. He is blessed that he is right next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He has Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this month of Ramadan is a very Mubarak month. Every second, every moment, we should not while it away, even in permissible things that have no really benefit. We should be pondering over things that, you know, what will bring benefit to us in our deen, in our dunya, that will be a profit in this world and profit in the next. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq wa akhidan. Alhamdulillah.